This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. An infant boy today was pulled from the rubble of an apartment building in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk, 35 hours after the structure had collapsed. There have been 7 deaths reported so far. Dozens are said to be missing. The baby was dug out after rescue personnel heard his cries. Since temperatures overnight were minus 18 degrees Celsius, it seems he survived because he was wrapped warmly in his crib. The Russian Federal Security Service says it's arrested a 48-year-old American from Michigan. The Russians say Paul Whelan was detained for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding and that his family is deeply concerned for his safety. In a Twitter message, David Whelan said his brother's innocence is undoubted and he trusts his rights will be respected. President Trump has tweeted a New Year's message. It is somewhat unusual. Here's AP's Matt Small.
The president's all-caps tweet reads, "Happy New Year to everyone, including the haters and the fake news media." He continues, 2019 will be a fantastic year for those not suffering from what he calls Trump derangement syndrome. He says, "Just calm down and enjoy the ride. Great things are happening for our country."
That was Matt Small. NASA is celebrating this first day of 2019. Its New Horizons spacecraft has snapped photos of an icy object called Ultima Thule, a billion miles beyond Pluto. Applied Physics Laboratory spokesman Mike Buckley talks about a treasure trove of information.
We'll see tomorrow 20 months for data from Ultima to ultimately reach Earth and for the entire package for the science team to begin looking over just this treasure trove of information, of data, in what is literally an archaeological dig in the beginnings of the solar system.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May used her New Year's speech to push for her Brexit deal with the European Union. She spoke of milestones.
When each of us looks back on 2019, it will be the personal milestones that stand out. Starting a new school, college, or apprenticeship. Getting a job. Starting a business. Earning a pay rise. Buying a house, getting married, or starting a family. These are the things that matter most. And by agreeing a good Brexit deal, we can focus our energies on those things.
The next parliamentary vote on the Brexit package with the European Union is set for the third week of January. The Prime Minister faces steep opposition to the agreement. In Pyongyang, Kim Jong-un delivered his annual televised message, much of it clearly meant for the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report from Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says for 2019 he hopes to extend the nuclear summitry, already started with President Trump last June. That's when the two leaders